الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين سبحان رب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So we were discussing 25 teachings of the Siddiqeen and Sadiqeen, how to help us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first was to make better niyyah. Second was to speak less. Third was to always try to remain in a state of wudu. The fourth was to remember and to offer the masnoon du'as with feeling. So that is something that we did yesterday. So you can think in 24 hours, how many of those masnoon du'as did we make? Probably still some of us may have missed something. So like we said, that when you miss something, make it up. Make it a point to make it up. Because in order to make it up, you have to be aware of and watchful over what you miss. Once you start becoming aware and watchful over what you miss, then inshallah you will stop missing them. Fifth point is ittiba as-sunnah, to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi jameel ahyan, in each and every single moment and occasion, fi jameel haya, in each and every part of a person's life. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran al-Kareem, man yuti'ir rasoola faqad ata' Allah, that whomsoever obeys Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's as if and equal to that they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. There could be no greater statement Allah ta'ala could have made. And this makes it clear that obedience to the Prophet ﷺ is something distinct. Something additional to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means Allah ta'ala is going to have some rulings He's going to give in Quran. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been given legislative authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will also command us and we will also obey Him. That's what it means to believe in Him as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the commander of our heart, the commander of our life. The same way we will say about Allah Ta'ala, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, whatever we hear Allah Ta'ala, we will obey. Exactly the same word, because it's إِطَاعَتْ مَنْ يُتِعِ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولَ. So سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, whatever we hear from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will obey. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example of Salah, that you will see in prayer, in the Salah in Jama'ah, there's an Imam, and then everybody else's muqtadi is following the imam. And the muqtadi's job is to follow the imam in whatever the imam does. If they follow the imam in whatever the imam does, the salah will be valid. For example, as may happen to some of us in Taraweeh, that we may just be on tashahud and the imam says salam. We haven't even said our durood sharif. We haven't even made dua afterwards. What is the ruling? What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to, within 1 to 3 seconds, follow the imam. Within 0 to 3 seconds, follow the imam, because he's the imam of our prayer. If his prayer is valid, our prayer is valid. If a person in their own salah, they make a mistake. For example, you're praying Isha salah 4 rakats behind the imam. In second rakat in tashahud, you finish quickly. You started reciting durood. You started saying Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, etc. But then the imam stands up. Now you made a mistake, that if on your own you had done this, you would have had to make 2 extra sajdas at the end. But no problem, if the imam didn't do it, his prayer is valid. So when he says salam, you will say salam along with him. His prayer is valid, your prayer is valid. Other way around, if imam makes a mistake, you didn't make the mistake, but the imam will make the 2 sajdas, and every single muqtadi follower is going to also make those 2 extra sajdas. Why? Because this is the ahkam, the ruling of salah. Whatever the imam does, the follower will do. So then our shaykh would explain that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the imam of our whole life. Every single thing in our life, we are his muqtadi and his our imam. Whatever he said, whatever he did, we will follow it. When we follow something he did, or something he practiced, or something he said, then our life will be valid. And if we do it, and we leave his teaching, we leave his practice, then that act will not be valid, that act will be rejected. In fact, you can imagine this is another way on the Day of Judgment that the Book of Deeds will be examined. those deeds that were written with the ink of sunnah, they will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala and given a reward greater than gold. And those deeds that were written in an ink contrary to the sunnah, departing from the sunnah, leaving some sunnah teaching practice of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no matter how much we may think that that deed was good, if it's khilaf to the sunnah, against the sunnah, then we won't get any reward for that deed at all. This is why actually the whole asl of fiqh is to discover the sunnah and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the methods of fiqh are precisely that, a method. We can never prefer the method over the result. The result must be the sunnah, will and wish of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why we don't just take our fiqh from anybody. We take our fiqh from the authoritative, recognized mujtahidun and fuqaha of this ummah. Because it's their methods that we're able to correctly and validly identify the will and wish of Allah Ta'ala, and to correctly and validly identify the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every single one of the classical works of the fuqaha was cross-checked and rechecked and revalidated by hundreds of scholars in their lifetime, then hundreds in the next generation, and by the time you reach up to our lifetime, you can say these legal positions have thousands and thousands and thousands of signatures attached to them. That means they are truly identifying the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if today somebody goes on the internet and downloads a few hadith, then they will just use their akal. And according to their understanding, they may be sincere, they may be genuine, they're not trying to be dishonest, but they're limited. Limited in their ability, limited in their understanding, limited information they have. So that means that we will have a limited following of the sunnah. So we want to follow the most vast and the most broad sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that has come from Jama'atul Muhaddithin and Jama'atul Fuqaha, when we follow the collectivity of all the scholars of hadith and fiqh. Then some people, we think that only in our deen and ibadah in deen is just about formal ibadah, like praying salah, reciting Quran, making dua, making zikr. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, like we mentioned yesterday, masnoon du'as, the sunnah enables us to transform every part of our life into ibadah, like we mentioned with niyyah in the very first day. So when you eat, if you eat according to sunnah, eating becomes an ibadah. If you sleep, you sleep according to sunnah, sleep becomes ibadah. If you behave with the proper manner with your spouse, that is the sunnah teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, every second of conversation with your spouse will count as ibadah, if we do it with the way Nabi Kareem taught us to do so. So the sunnah transforms the ordinary things in life and makes it into ibadah. That's why the great muhaddithin, such as Imam at-Tirmidhi, Rimlatan and Shama'il, they recorded everything in the Prophet ﷺ, how he walked, how he looked, how he smiled, how he laughed, what he ate, anything and everything that you can imagine about a human life. In fact, it's a historical fact that the most recorded and documented life in the history of humanity is the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was that unique person who he told his women folk, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, that whatever you see me do at home, you share it with the Ummah. Such a pure, pristine life. Hayat-e Tayyiba. Anything and everything you see me do, you will share it with the whole ummah. How many of us think we can have that sunnah? Huh? That we can tell our wife that anything and everything you've ever seen me do at home, every word I said, every way I looked, every attitude I took, every tone I took, you share it with the world. None of us can say that. That is also sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is called Sirat-e Mubarakah. This is called Hayat-e Tayyiba. The most pure, pristine, perfect, golden life. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So the whole life becomes sunnah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said another verse of Quran, وَمَنْ يُتَئِ الرَّسُولَ فَكَدْ فَازَ فَوْزٌ عَظِيمًا. So one place, the person who obeys the Prophet ﷺ equal to obeying Allah Ta'ala. Here, the person who obeys the Prophet ﷺ, فَكَدْ فَاز. فَكَدْ فَازَ فَوْزٌ عَظِيمًا. They have triumphed. They have triumphed a tremendous triumph. They've achieved a tremendous success When Allah Ta'ala calls something as foes, as triumph, success, victory, rapture, it means that this is the greatest thing that we can do. Imam al-Bani Nathalay in his Maktubat, Shaykh Ahmed Sir Hindi Nathalay, Mujaddid al-Fisani Nathalay in his Maktubat, he wrote, what I told you a few days ago, that if a person sleeps after Dhuhr Salah with the niyyah of Sunnah, Sunnah nap called Sunnah Qailula, then because that is the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they will get more reward than the person who prays Tahajjud all night from Isha to Fajr, because that is Nafil. And this is Sunnah. This is the power of the Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Because their niyat is to follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there's a hadith in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beautiful hadith, مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِسُنَّتِ إِنْدَ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِ, that person who grabs steadfast to a sunnah, means Allah's sunnah, at the time of the fasad of the ummah. Then what I mean at the time of the discord, going astray, when people have left that sunnah, فَلَهُ أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ, that person will get the reward of 100 martyrs. 100 shaheed, the entire reward the shaheed gets for his shahada. 100 times that reward, this person will get for holding fast, tamassuk, holding steadfast to one sunnah at the time of fasad of the ummah. And if they hold fast to 10 sunnahs, then they will get sawab of 1,000 shaheed. Allahu Akbar. To hold steadfast to the sunnah, to not be swayed by any argument as to what is sunnah or what is haya or what is taqwa or what is the will and wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not be convinced by anything. We must look at the result and we should hold fast, because we are, many of the ulama feel that we are living in a state of fasad. Now this fasad may last another 1,000 years, it may last only 40 more years. Allah knows best. Fasad means that sedition, corruption, discord, open sin, sinning without remorse, sinning without regret. This is what we're suffering in. This is what we're suffering from. So we should hold fast to the sunnah. Then we gave another hadith earlier, مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَكَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَكَدْ مَأْيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That person, the Prophet ﷺ said, that person who loves the sunnah, they love me, and the person who loves me, they will be with me in Jannah. So you see, our deen is not teaching us just to look at what is fard. No. Our deen is a deen of love. Our deen is a deen of tamassuk. A deen of mahabba. Tamassuk and mahabba for the sunnah. To hold fast and to deeply love and to have desire for every sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallam. That is called deen. So the ulama are the teachers of deen. They have to teach this love and they have to teach this tamassuk. Otherwise they failed in their duty. So we have to spread this love for the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then our mashayikh of tasawwuf, they say, as I shared with you our shaykh, he said that the greatest thing that benefited him was what? That I had a craze for the sunnah. So especially in our silsila Naqshbandiya Mujaddidiyya, ittibai sunnah is the hallmark of our tariqah. And our mashayikh teach that every sunnah that you can follow will be what gives you the greatest progress on this path to get the qurb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you see mashayikh ibn Naqshband, they always have ihtimam of imama, because it's sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will carry asa past the age of 40. It is sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For them, sunnah is part of their tariqah. Every single thing they will do, trying according to sunnah. Our own shaykh, he always wears white, because white was the preferred color of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can just think, it's the same hadith. The Prophet said, Albisu, you should wear white in clothing, and you should bury your dead in white kafan. Now, the burial part, all of us hold to. I've never ever been to a janazah ever in my life when I saw the person was being wrapped in a blue or black or purple or green or brown or tan or any other color other than white. But it's the same level. But there people had a very great thing, because obviously if the person is dead and we're sending him off to Akhirah, we're not going to look strictly speaking at just what is fard. We want to send them off in the ahsan, the best way possible. So when they learned the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ recommended, strongly recommended white, they made sure that every mayyit is enshrouded only in white kafan. All over the world I've never seen even the slightest diversion from this practice. It's the same hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to wear white clothes. So our mashayikh, we've seen all of our mashayikh from our tradition line, they strictly only wear white. If I give you fatwa, I will say fatwa, you can wear grey, charcoal, tan, blue, that's the fatwa. There's no other about. I'm not trying to change the fatwa. But I'm also sharing with you the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you ask me, is it jais not to wear imamah? 100% jais. Without any level of being makruh if you don't wear imamah. But it's the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reminds me of one of my friends in America who also gave bayat to Sheikh in 1994. So Sheikh taught us a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wear the imamah, it will increase you in hilm. Hilm means it will increase you in your forbearance, your ability not to react, not to overreact, not to be suspicious, not to get upset. So this person, because this was slightly his temperament, he started wearing imamah in sleep. He started saying, Shaykh, I'm wearing it 24 hours, I go to sleep with imamah. Now look, this is the niyat, innama al-a'malu binniyat. Now imagine how beloved that person must have looked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he heard hadith, wearing imamah gives you hilm. He started wearing imamah even in his sleep. That shows his talab of his islah. This talab for islah is a great ni'mah, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Kamarul Zaman, Dawam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, this was the whole majlis he gave in Zambia. That even to have this talab, even to have this desire to become better, this is an incredible gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, muttakafeen or talibeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why else would they come in itikaf? Anybody who sits in the masjid for any moment is a talib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the way we will have that talib is by adhering steadfast to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ittiba'i sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the, will make a person go on the spiritual path at a high speed. High speed. Yes. You people are so interested, they always want high speed internet. High speed connection. Huh? So how will you get high speed connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala following each and every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In fact, our mashayikh say that if you want to measure how close you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should see how closely you are following the sunnah. Because this is not your kamal, it is Allah ta'ala's kamal and fazl. The more closely you are following sunnah, it means the more Allah ta'ala loves you. It's the gift that Allah ta'ala has graced upon you. Every single sunnah, no matter how small, is important. For example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ witrun. وَيُحِبُّ الْوِتْرِ, that Allah Ta'ala is singular in number, He is one, Al-Ahad Al-Wahid, and one is an odd number. So then the Prophet says, and Allah Ta'ala loves things that are done in odd numbers. So once one of the students of Imam Rabbani, Sheikh Mr. Hindratta, he sent him to the bazaar, to market to get something. I think it was something like clothes or some item. And he came back with an even number, small item, right? Like if I say, get me some pens, somebody comes back with two. He said, didn't you hear the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Allah Ta'ala loves that which is done in odd number. Go back and bring me an odd number. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So careful about the sunnah that they will allergic if anything took place not according to the sunnah teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sent him back, Allahu Akbar. And then he came back with an odd number of that item. Then the greatest lovers of sunnah were called Sahaba Kram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And the greatest of the Sahaba, he was saying As-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And what happens here? The Muhaddithin and Awliya both, they mention this. That when a person has such complete and utter love for the sunnah, and they have such complete and utter following of the sunnah, when they do kamil ittiba of the sunnah, then Allah Ta'ala gifts that person with another grace, which Allah Ta'ala gifts that person with adat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it mean? Without their own choice, they get the mannerisms of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They end up, Allah gifts them with the demeanor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means the way the Prophet carried himself, Allah Ta'ala makes him carry himself in that way. The way the Prophet smiled, Allah Ta'ala makes him smile in that way. The way Nabi Kareem sallam used to talk and address, Allah Ta'ala makes them talk in that way. Allah Ta'ala gifts them the adat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this person tried on their best of their ability to have as much resemblance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mushaba as they could. Then what was left, what was unknown to them, uncontrollable as a person's own little personality, Allah Ta'ala changes that as well. He makes that person complete in their mission. He sends hidayah. He then gets some kamil mushabah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why it's mentioned in Sira that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, well, just the two of them, the greatest of the greatest and the greatest Sahaba, Thanul Ithnain, they made this journey of Hijrah and they arrived in Medina Munawwara. So understand, there were some people, Sahaba, who from Medina Munawwara had come to Makkah Mukarramah, accepted Iman and invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when they had accepted Iman, they became Sahaba, and they had done dawah on the people of Medina, and some people of Medina at that time called Yathrib, they had accepted Islam at the hands of those Sahaba, but they had not yet been able to travel to Makkah Mukarramah. They had never seen Sayyidina Rasulullah ﷺ. So they were so excited when they heard the news that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has accepted the invitation, is migrating to Medina Munawwara. So these people, right, who technically actually were Tabi'in in a sense, and Sahaba in the sense, because they were in the same age, but they never saw the Prophet ﷺ, they went to the outskirts of Medina to welcome and to receive the Prophet ﷺ. And you can imagine the scene, huh? That these lovers of Allah Ta'ala, these yearnings to see, cast their gaze on the beloved face of Nabi Kareem, is standing there in istiqbal on the outskirts of Medina. And finally, because you see, on the desert, you can see far away, right? You can see almost towards the horizon. They see two small dots coming on the horizon. Then they're getting waiting, they're excited. Then they see those two dots coming more and more. And then they see that they're two people coming towards Medina Munawwara. And then now they couldn't hold themselves, so they started going towards them. They no longer remained motionless. They started going towards them. Then when they came closer, they could not tell which one was the Prophet and which one was Sahaba. So actually, the first of them, he first went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was a time now when it was the rising morning. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he says that I thought that okay, the Prophet is tired. Let me make the musafa. So they all started greeting Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, thinking he was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at Kamal Mashabiyah. Perfect resemblance. And then when the morning rose even more and the sun came very high, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he took his shawl and he held it over the Prophet ﷺ to give him shade. Then the people of Medina realized that who was Nabi and who was Sahabi. Allahu Akbar. Such kamal mushabiyat that these were pure mu'mineen, but they couldn't tell the difference. Allahu Akbar. This is the kamal ittiba'i sunnah, unique distinction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And because our line of tazkiyah and mashayikh go through him, that's why this special siddiqi nisbat of kamal ittiba'i sunnah in each and every matter is the legacy and heritage of our mashayikh and Naqshband. Alhamdulillah. This is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, he has been alameen. So all sahaba were lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it's mentioned about when the Sahaba Kram, Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Sahaba Kram, they conquered Faris, which means the Persian Empire. And then they were sitting with some of the nobles or kings or princes or what have you of the Persians. And it came time to eat. So Sahaba, they sat and they eat on the floor. And when Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jalil Qadr Sahabi, he was eating and some morsel dropped. He picked it up. Now one of the Tabi'in of that time, right, this is after the time of the Prophet ﷺ, so one of the Tabi'in of that time, he told Huzaifa that look, these people, it's not in their culture that if something falls down, that they should pick it up and wipe it, say bismillah, and pick it up and eat it again. So they will look down on it, so you shouldn't do it. It was their ikhlas, they were thinking from the perspective of Dawah. It's the perfect example. When we come up with our own method, right, of something not new, something that has already been done by the Prophet ﷺ, for which they already exist a sunnah method, such as what should you do when the morsel falls on the ground. That is something, those of you who are there at 11 PM understand why I'm saying this. There's something for which there's a pre-existing sunnah method, right? You can't leave that. No matter how wonderfully you may think that you have a good reason, that is for dawah, the Persians may not like it, we need to bring them closer, we need to soften their hearts. If their nobles accept Islam, then the people accept Islam. You could keep going. This is the way the Prophet ﷺ did dawah. He did try to do dawah on the leaders of Quraysh, because he also knew that the leaders accept Islam, the people accept Islam. This is why he made dawah that Sayyidina Umar and Farooq. One could go on and on, right? Sayyidina Huzaifa, Allahu Akbar, he's a different type of person. Huh? Ashik of the Sunnah. Ashik of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what did he say? أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لَهَؤُلَائِكُ الْهُمَقَى. That can I ever leave the sunnah of my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these fools? Now he wasn't trying to slander them, but for that tabi he was making clear in their heart that you're looking at that they were princes, you're looking at that they were nobles, you're looking at their Persian kings. Don't look from that perspective. In that sense, if they don't love this sunnah act of me picking up the morsel and eating it, then their humaka means they're unfortunately foolishly lacking wisdom to appreciate the beauty of the sunnah. Because I can never leave the sunnah for them. So then if we live in a world, maybe, where somebody may feel, somebody may taunt me, somebody may say something to me, how will the people at work respond that if I leave sunnah itikaf and I come back with the sunnah length beard? Again, dispense with all fiqh. Nobody can tell you anything other than this, that the sunnah beard of Nabi, his beard Nabi Akhirusam was anywhere from at least a fistful to flowing and covering his breast. His beard. Right? Anything other than that is another beard, is not his beard. It's that simple. Now, I don't need some certain brothers who like to give me legal rulings. I'm not interested in legal rulings. I'm interested in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu. Unless you want to write in that legal ruling that your little goatee was the same beard that he had. Right? If you want to write that sentence and show me the legal ruling. It's not, deen is not about dispensations and particular legalities. Deen is about love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Pakistan, in India, we have another community who are known as Sikhs. I think you have some in South Africa also. One day when Shaykh, he explained it in a beautiful way, that what if Allah Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment calls a Sikh and calls you and looks at the Sikh and says, then look at him. Did he love Guru Nanak more than you loved your Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Did he wanted to pattern himself physically after Guru Nanak and you didn't pattern yourself physically after Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We often tell the people in the UK and America that if what you're worried about is you don't want to be recognized as a Muslim, right? Well, what if Allah Ta'ala accepts this very niyat of yours, that on the Day of Judgment you were unrecognizable as a Muslim? You left the Sunnah, why? So that you wouldn't be recognized as a follower of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What if Allah Ta'ala accepts that very niyat for you, from you? And on the Day of Judgment, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is looking into the plains of Arafat across billions and billions and hundreds of billions of people, looking for his ummah so he can do shafa for them, those who wanted to be unrecognizable in this world, what if Allah Ta'ala makes him unrecognizable to him on that day? Then how will you get the shafaat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So we should give up these ideas and thoughts and analysis. No, we just follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem. What he was is what we want to be. That's what it means to take somebody as a Nabi. Right? This is not some ordinary relationship we have. When we said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abdu Rasulullah, we're saying, he is our Nabi. We are his ummati. That's a huge relationship. That's a massive relationship. That relationship has some requirements. That relationship has some manners. Yani is nisbat ke kuch adab hain, kuch taqaze hain, kuch anwarat hain, kuch taluqat hain. Nahi samjhe? This relationship has some... Allahu Akbar. Even my English is good, but I can't do justice to this Urdu. It's ajeeb. Actually, sometimes we tell our friends that English is actually a very poor language. English is like the Pakistani rupee. And Urdu is like the American dollar. What is that? You give $1, you get 100 rupees. Sometimes we say, one Urdu word, we need to come with 100 English words to give you the full feeling and flavor. And Arabic is, mashallah, even higher rate of exchange. Higher rate of exchange. To follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a niyat we should make in these last 10 days. Dua we should make. And practically we should make changes in our life. How could it be that the whole month of Ramadan passes over us and our amal on the sunnah doesn't go up? And I already explained to you earlier today, I was explaining to the women, I think, and the ladies beyond. So Nabi Kareem, and on the last hadith I will tell you for today, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave beautiful hadith. Make your outward appearance virtuous. Make your inner character and being virtuous. And then make your inner being even more virtuous than your outer appearance. This is the tartib. So we begin first because the outer form is easiest. This is what is called nakal. You see that person who is very... His business is going terrible. Nobody came to his shop for 2 weeks. And those days, if somebody comes and even buys a Kit Kat, he's happy. At least he made a sale, however small it might be. Right? Just like that, our iman is so weak. We are so desperate and needy of a'mal as-salih. So even if we do the easy good deeds, because following the outer sunnah is easy, following the inner sunnah is much, much more difficult. To have the sunnah appearance of the Prophet ﷺ, easy. To have the sunnah heart of the Prophet ﷺ, Allahu Akbar Kabira, difficult. And those who have the sunnah appearance, they must doubly, triply, infinitely more work hard to get the sunnah heart, otherwise they will do something that will betray this appearance. Then they will make those people who, when they see them, betray this appearance. When you speak incorrectly to someone, speak rudely to someone, you shortchange someone on a business deal, when you speak not so nicely to your wife or children, and if you have the sunnah appearance, you are doing a disservice to the sunnah. You will become a disgrace to the sunnah. You will become an embarrassment to the sunnah. You will turn people away from that sunnah. So those who have the outer sunnah already have to make a niyat of an even greater effort, which is the second part of the hadith, and make your virtuous inward. And then if a person has some basics in both, then all the rest of their life should be spent doing what? Look at the beautiful guidance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rest of their life should be spent doing what? Making our inward even more virtuous than our outward. So no matter how much outward virtue you have, the inner virtue, inner goodness, inner beauty should be even more than that. That's the rest of our life mission. So this is the attitude we should take towards the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make dua for that and make firm niyyah, firm resolutions. These people make niyyah on New Year's. What is a new year? You should feel Ramadan is the new iman, the new taqwa, la'allakum tattakoon. So I'm going to make some resolutions, Ya Allah, to honor this Ramadan. I'm going to add this many sunnahs to my life. This sunnah, that sunnah, outer sunnah, inner sunnah, lifetime sunnah, seerah, hayat, adab, akhlaq. I'm going to add these sunnahs to my life. I make this resolution in Ramadan so that Ya Rabbi Kareem, I can become more beloved to you in every day of my life until I pass away from this grave, and I'll be raised in a state in the day of judgment that I will resemble your beloved. And if I resemble your beloved, I have hope that you will love those who resemble your beloved. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the outward, inward, true resemblance to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let Allah Ta'ala guide us to each and every aspect of his sunnah. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Make dua, subhanahu wa rabbil ala wahab, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa mubarak wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam takfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, it is your fazl and karam that you made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us be his ummati in every sense of the word. Let us be muqtadi in every sense of the word. Let us be his truest follower, loyalist follower. Ya Rabbi Kareem, as good a Nabi as he was to us, make us as good an ummati to him. As loyal and loving a Nabi he was to us, make us as loyal and loving to him. Ya Allah, you set a ground that he is haris with us, harisun alaykum. Ya Allah, make us haris of his sunnah, Ya Allah, and make us thirsty of sunnah, Ya Allah, make us desirous of his sunnah, Ya Allah. Let us have an unquenchable craze for the sunnah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We've come here in this masjid in itikaf, in this masjid for these moments, because we want you to put this craze in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, that is the most beautiful thing in deen, if you put the feeling of deen in our heart. So Ya Allah, you put this feeling, Ya Allah, grace us with the love for sunnah, endow us with the love for sunnah, honor us and place in us this love for sunnah. We too want to be living of that hadith, man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani faqad ma'iya fil jannah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, up till now all of the sunnahs that we broke, the sunnah adab we failed to have, the sunnah akhlaq we failed to have, Ya Allah, we ask that you forgive this sin from us. We ask that you forgive us from any time we took the sunnah lightly, Ya Allah, or if we took it for granted, Ya Allah. Make the sunnah azim in our heart. Make the sunnah azim in our mind. Let there be no greater part, nothing more beautiful and attractive to us than the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you put in each and every one of our hearts the same love for you that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for you. The same fear of you that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for you. The same tawakkul, reliance and trust upon you that our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for you. Ya Allah, Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you put the same humility in our heart that was in his heart, the same kindness in our heart that was in his heart, the same wisdom in our heart that was in his heart, the same love for humanity that was in his heart, in our heart, the same fikr and concern for the ummah that was in his heart, in our heart. heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you put the words that were on his blessed tongue, the masnoon du'as and masnoon adhkar, on our tongues. Ya Allah, the feelings in his heart with which he made those du'as, put those feelings in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make our outer form beautified by the sunnah. Make our outer appearance beautified by the sunnah. Make our dress have the beauty of the sunnah. Make our life have the beauty of the sunnah. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you bestow upon all of the women the highest level of haya, the sunnah haya, the sunnah teachings of haya. Let them have haya in their outer form. Let them have haya in their dress. Let them have haya in their heart. Let them have haya in their feelings. Let all of the men and women of this ummah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, be gifted the gift of sunnah and haya in this month. So on the sunnah and haya, we can fulfill the mission of la'allakum tattakoon. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us from the muttaqeen. Make us from the salihin and salihat, sadiqeen and sadiqat. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you especially accept our fasts on these days, accept our prayers on these days, accept our ittikaf. Ya Allah, we are aqifin, Ya Allah, aqifin fi baytik, Ya Allah, in your masjid, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We have seen even in this world, if a large number of poor people come and camp out at the door of a rich person, and they ask them just for a dollar, Ya Allah, the rich person will surely grant them a dollar. Ya Allah, you are more ghani than all of the rich people in the world. If you were to give us every treasure in deen, it would be even less than a dollar for you. And Ya Allah, we are the most poor and destitute in our iman. So send your karam on us, send your fazl on us, to the barakah of our sitting here, to the barakah of this month, to the barakah of our fast. Ya Allah, give everything to us, Ya Allah. Give us the entire deen, all of deen. Make us kamil mu'mineen, make us mu'mineen haqqa, Ya Rabbi Kareem, and grant us kamil ittiba'i sunnah of that kamil nabi, of that kamil lover of yours, of that perfect beloved of yours. Make us the perfect lover of your perfect beloved, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem.
Bismillah. Amin ya Rabbi Allah.